This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Japan on Tuesday declared a coronavirus emergency in parts of the country while U.S. officials looked for signs the outbreak might be starting to slow in some of the nation's hardest-hit regions. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Tuesday declared the month-long measure, which allows officials to call on people to stay home, and comes with a $1 trillion government stimulus package. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was hospitalized Sunday after his symptoms persisted while he was in isolation. His office said Monday his condition has deteriorated and that he was moved into the intensive care unit. He has not been placed on a respirator. Britain has seen a spike in its coronavirus toll, reporting 600 deaths on Sunday and 400 more on Monday. The United States has experienced about 11,000 deaths, making it the country with the third highest official death tally, behind only Italy and Spain. More than 40% of the U.S. deaths have been in the state of New York, and the majority of those in New York City. The state's governor, Andrew Cuomo, reported a potential sign of progress in containing the spread of the coronavirus with a drop in hospitalizations amid and critically ill patients. Despite the outbreak, the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin started in-person voting Tuesday in a Democratic presidential primary after a stalemate with the Republican-dominated state legislature. Governor Tony Evers postponed the election by an executive order issued Monday, but within hours, the state Supreme Court blocked the postponement and voting has continued as scheduled. Hundreds of poll workers refused to come to work today because of the pandemic. In Milwaukee, the state's biggest city, only five of the planned 180 polling stations were open. But those polling stations soon had long lines of voters who distanced themselves from one another while healthcare professionals handed out masks. VOA News. New York State saw its largest single-day death toll from the coronavirus on Tuesday, even as hospitalizations are beginning to plateau. Governor Cuomo told reporters 731 residents had succumbed to the virus in the past 24 hours. That raises the statewide death toll to 5,489. Cuomo said he's still projecting that the state, which has recorded nearly 140,000 confirmed virus cases, is reaching a plateau on hospitalizations. The numbers of patients requiring intubation to breathe and intensive care treatment are also starting to slow. The governor also said the state health department has approved an antibody test to determine who has contracted the virus and recovered from it. He called on private sector companies to work with the state to produce the tests. He said the tests will be needed to get local businesses and schools back up and running. Peter Navarro, the trade advisor to U.S. President Donald Trump, warned in two newly disclosed White House memos in January and February of the dire consequences of an outbreak of the deadly coronavirus in the United States. That was still as Trump continued to publicly downplay concerns for weeks afterward. In late January, Navarro estimated that as many as 543,000 Americans could die from the then initial global spread of the virus that had erupted first in China. A month later, he suggested the coronavirus could kill from 1 million to 2 million Americans. Navarro's memos, disclosed in stories in the New York Times and the Axios News website, both on Tuesday, are the latest indication that some White House aides signaled to Trump that they were worried about the coronavirus long before the president voiced public concern. Meanwhile, Stephanie Grisham, the White House press secretary who held no media briefings during her 9 months in position, is shifting from the West Wing back to the East Wing, where she will become First Lady Melania Trump's chief of staff and spokesperson. Before her appointment as the president's press secretary, Grisham was Melania Trump's communications director. She has a long relationship with the Trump family. The British government says Prime Minister Boris Johnson is in stable condition and breathing on his own, but remains in intensive care after being hospitalized Sunday for persistent coronavirus symptoms. At a news briefing Tuesday in London, British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, who's serving as interim leader while Johnson is being treated, said Johnson is receiving oxygen treatments but did not require any mechanical assistance for breathing. He said the Prime Minister is in good spirits. The 55-year-old Johnson tested positive for COVID-19 nearly 2 weeks ago and was self-isolating at his residence. As recently as Friday, he said his symptoms were minor. Marissa Melton, VOA News.